Not a scuttle?
No.
Or a cohod? Okay. And you want to sharpen a scythe, you'd probably sharpen it on a...
grindstone.
And that's the kind that goes around?
Yes.
Now, if you had a portable one to sharpen the scythe, it wasn't one that went round and round, you'd sharpen it on a... just a little small...
Yes, I'm trying to think of it.
Whetstone. You wouldn't call it a wet rock?
No.
Or a rifle or rubstone or anything like that?
Whetstone sounds right to me also. Right.
Okay. If your axle is squeaking, you better do what to it?
Grease.
And then after you fry the eggs in the morning and take them out, the pan is very...
greasy.
There's one. You can follow the Mason-Dixon line. Greasy north, greasy south.
Is that right? I have heard that around here a few times, greasy, but most of us say greasy, huh?
There's some southern there someplace, and
well,
greasy. Now, before electricity, for light, you had to have what kind of lamps?
Oil. Oil lamps and carbide, then before electricity. Or acetylene lights, it was called.
Oil, what kind of oil was it?
Kerosene.
Would you call that anything else?
Oh,
I think it'll pick up all right. It's pretty strong. You call that a coal oil? Would you call it coal oil?
They did say
yes.
Yes,
that was used some way.
That's older.
That's
older.
That's
we
right.
Had dropped that, I think, okay. But I recall it too.
I notice now they have two, the tires that don't have anything in the middle. before we had, you know, when you have flat tire, you took this thing out and got it patched. It was the what?
Oh, the inner tube.
Or tube, some of us said too.
Just a tube. Okay, you want to go fishing on a river? You probably wouldn't go on a canoe. You'd take a what? Kind that you.
Boat.
Yeah, any
row
special?
Row boat.
Row. You wouldn't call it bateau.
Hadn't
okay.
Heard of that.
Now when they build a new boat in New England, great big one, liner, they have a very formal ceremony in which they christen the boat and then they do what to it? And there's it's on dock and then they push it off into the water. It's called they're going to
launch it.
Right. Now, if I handed you several papers and I asked you to give them back to me again, and you'd hand them to me and say, here.
Here they are.
Or and use the word papers. Here.
Here are the papers.
And use the word your papers. Here.
Here are your papers.
Now, if you pick up a baby and jostle him a little bit, his mother is frightened, and you want her to know that you aren't going to hurt him. So you say to her, oh, I'm going to hurt him.
I won't hurt the baby.
Or I'm not, would you say, I'm not going to?
That's being used a lot. Yeah, I'm not going to, uh-huh.
But you probably wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't myself. But a lot of people around here
would. You're not going
would.
To, would you say? Or?
Yes,
I'll,
I'm not going to hurt him.
I'll be careful.
I would say,
I'll be careful.
But I know what you mean. That going a gonna. That's has been used a lot around.
Yes, that's very much.
You very honestly wouldn't likely to say I ain't gonna. Or might you?
It's used some more than what
you might
ain't in a word, I guess, of what they say now.
It's in every dictionary I own.